Well, I was looking here just a moment ago in the order of service, and when I looked at it, it said in this spot that it said homily. So I guess this is the time where I preach the message today. So I'll do my very best to honor Mom, and but most of all to honor God. And I'm praying that before we leave this place today, that the idea of tender, loving care doesn't come from us men or our children, but it comes directly from the Word of God today. A little tender, loving care for Mom. That's the name of the service this morning, or the sermon this morning. But I was heard this story recently about a small boy who went into a large department store. I don't know if it was Sears or if it was Kohl's, probably Kohl's, you know, because almost every kid knows that their mom's favorite store, most kids, is Kohl's. As a matter of fact, my boys have some wonderful, wonderful Kohl's stories to tell, and maybe one day I can talk at least one of them to giving a testimony to the power of Kohl's. But anyway, this boy went to Kohl's, and he went down into the lingerie department, and he didn't really know, you know, what to do, so he just shyly went up to a worker there, and he presented his problem to this worker. He said, "I want to buy my mom a slip for Mother's Day, but I don't know what size she wears." So the clerk just said this: "Is she tall? Is she short? Is she thick or is she thin? What is it? Is she? Tell me about your mom." Well, the boy said, "Well, my mom is just absolutely perfect." So the clerk sent him home with a size 34 slip. And he gave it to his mom, and 2 days later she went back to the store all by herself and exchanged it for a size 52. But I guess what I'm saying this morning is, can we relate to that story? Because I think most of us really can relate to it, because we all, and especially sons, like to believe that our mothers are perfect. And I'm going to say, for the most part, they are. I'm just thinking about my wife and about my mother and many of you that I have come to know and love so well. And I begin to get this picture and this idea in my mind that mothers do so much for their children. You know, I think of how moms, you know, take us when we're babies, and they get up at all hours of the night to nurse us, to make us strong, and then when they're sick, they care for us completely to make us well. And I think about my daughter, and maybe this you can relate with your daughter as well, but moms drive all day and half the night to, you know, all across the state to go to some kind of dance competition or a gymnastic competition or something like that. And for boys, you know, maybe it's baseball. You know, moms will sit through countless baseball games. And I remember my mom, who would gladly freeze half to death at 2 a.m. watching me practice ice hockey. And you know, she had little interest in that game, to be honest. But her son was there. And she would drive the 25 miles to Vets Park in Ann Arbor, 2 a.m, to watch me skate. And I can honestly tell you, I probably said thank you twice in all the years that she did that. She was Mom. That's what Mom did. I appreciate it so much more now, almost 50 years later, than I did in those days. I understand that moms spend half of their life attending to every aspect of their children's lives with little thought to their own hopes and their own dreams. And then when kids are grown, and I know this firsthand, and when the kids are grown and they're out of the house, moms quietly say that I would do that all over again. Guys, Mother's Day comes just once a year. And as husbands, I want us to take a few moments and I want us to think about all that our moms do for us. Maybe for the first time since last Mother's Day. So husbands, think about what your wife does. And maybe we'll think about it, remind us that maybe we'll think about it more through the coming year, not just on next year. But I want us to think about how, you know, she gets the kids to all their events. I want us to think about how she does her very best to keep the house in order, and she always has dinner ready when we get home, and she does all the shopping, and she pays the bills. And she always has, you know, this perfect tie laid out on the dresser while working a full-time job, or maybe sometimes two jobs. I want us to think, men, today about how our wives just do so much for us. And when I think about Cindy, my life, and all the things that she does for me, and how busy she is, you know, working two jobs, taking care of Peg and taking care of Jean, and then I always have to go and say she's looking for a third job as well, and I support that. I'm kidding. I don't. I'm just kidding. This is your cue to just chuckle, Matt. But anyway, you don't have to. But I think about Cindy and all she does, how she works so hard, but yet she's always 24/7 ready and willing to help me and to support the ministry here at Potsdam. She's always ready to do what I ask her to do. And I'm thinking about Mother's Day, and I understand that it only comes once a year. And here's what's going to happen today. We're going to go out, and we're going to buy her that something special, or maybe we're going to take her out to dinner. You know, we're thinking, man, that, yes, you know what I'm going to do? I love my wife so much. I'm going to give her a break from the cooking that she always does, and she's always most grateful to do. And we do this, right, man, on Mother's Day, and we feel great about it. But I want us to understand this morning that she's really due a whole lot more than this dinner that we have planned or this gift that we have waiting for her. And most likely, you know, things are not those things, the dinner, the gift, are not what she's looking for. I'm thinking about it today, and I'm thinking that, well, maybe, you know, and I'm thinking about my wife, and I'm thinking that, well, maybe she's just looking for a little tender, loving care, right? She's shaking her head. She's always willing to agree with me. She's a wonderful wife. Mother's Day comes once a year. So guys, I spent this last week thinking about ways husbands and children can show tender, loving care for mom, not just today, but every day of the year. And they're going to be up on the screen. Number one is an easy one. It's simply love her. And our text today is out of Ephesians chapter 5, 25, 26, and 27. And it's up on the screen, and it says this: husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and present her to himself as a radiant church without spot or wrinkle or stain or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and he cares for it just as Christ does the church. So friends, our wives and our mothers, well, they just need a little tender loving care, I think, this year. They need to be shown that they are loved, and we need to help them in their daily routine. And as I was getting ready for this message, I was trying to think of someone who modeled this lifestyle by always being ready, always to help their wives out, being this committed partner. And I wanted to think of somebody who shared in all the responsibilities that their wife carries. And I thought of myself, right? And I looked in the mirror and I thought of myself about that. And I got all puffed out. And as I began to think of it, I thought, no, I'm not that person. I fall short in so many ways. I think I want to be that person. I want to share in all of her responsibilities, but you know, I fail at that. And I looked seriously inward at myself, and I asked myself, do I help Cindy out in the same fashion that she helps me out? Do I share the responsibility that she so willingly shares of mine? And I just had to be honest, and I had to say, no, I don't. Then I had to go back to the drawing board. And I began running all of these men through my mind, thinking about, you know, who do I know that shows their wife so much love and affection by sharing in all that they do? And I realized that the answer was right before me. I got this phone call, and here a picture of this 84-year-old hobbit calling me from the Shire. My little 5'4" dad. And he called me. If you've seen a picture, I wish I had it. I was going to put it on screen and I ran out of time, but you could see Bilbo Baggins in my dad. I think you could. You know? And I think back of all the 58 years that I've been here on this planet, that my dad modeled what it means to share life with his wife. He's always there, and he's always ready to lend a hand. And if you ask my mother, he gets in the way a lot. He does. You know, they had a couple of trips to the hospital where he was trying to get in front of her to make sure that he got that dish out of the cupboard. But I believe that my mom has never doubted that he loves her and he appreciates her. And I think about myself as a husband, and I know that Cindy has had times where she's wondered if I really love and appreciate her. But I do say today that I do love and appreciate you. I do. And I want to be like that. I want to love my wife. I want to always be ready to help. I want to kind of follow the model that my father has, you know, presented to me. And I just want to say, friends, let us be like that. Let us always be willing to help. Let us love our wives unconditionally. You see, we are to do that. And it's not just something that the pastor says to you, you know, every Mother's Day. It's not just something that I'm supposed to say because I'm the pastor, but it's really commanded by Scripture. You see, it's commanded by this Scripture. See, the Scripture says that we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church. But what does that really mean? I mean, as we're Christians, as we're sitting here today, what does that really mean when we read that we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church? Well, I got a few ideas I want to share with you. The first thing I want to share is that I believe it means that we are to provide for our wives. I do. I believe it means that we're to guard our wives and we are to protect our wives, just as Christ does for his church. You see, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and it's important to understand that the word Savior is never used in the New Testament except to refer to Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. We need to recognize this, I'm telling you, and we need to safeguard this truth. But having done so, I think that we can draw out of this that Paul looks at the husband, even if it is as much to a greater degree as the protector of his wife. In short, man, this is what Paul is kind of saying. He's saying, love your wives, provide for your wives, care for her, and protect her, just as Christ loves the church. And the word that Paul uses for love, that man is to show his wife, is agapeo love. That's the word that he uses. And in the Greek, this is the highest and most distinctly Christian word for loving. You see, it means full circle. You see, it means never ending. It has no beginning. It has no ending. There's no qualifiers to that. There's no yeah buts in there. It's just simply unconditional love. Now, Paul uses this word to insist that The love that a man has for his wife must be a response to the expression of love that Jesus Christ showed to the church, showed to me, and showed to you. You see, Colossians 3:19 says this. It spells out the practical implication of such love when it says, do not be harsh with them. So men, love your wives and provide for them and protect them. For they're your lover, they're your friend, and they're your equal partner on this journey through life. Mother's Day, it comes but once a year. But every day, love her. And every day, look up to her. 1 Peter 3:7 says this, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. And then also over there in Ephesians chapter 6, we read, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment. It's a commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on this earth. So friends, I don't want us to make any mistakes here. The apostles, all of them, whether it be Peter or whether it be Paul or whether it be John or whether it be Luke, you see, whoever it is important for you and I to remember that they have the entire Christian family in mind. And especially when dealing with family relationships, see, remember Moses and the fifth commandment. And also, Peter writes this, husbands, think of your wives, treat them with respect as the weaker partners, as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life. Now, I want you to understand that Peter's not talking in terms of muscles. See, he's not talking about physical strength. He's not talking about mental or moral. And I just really messed that up because he is talking about physical strength. Excuse me. But I had a senior moment. But I'm back now. I want you to understand that he's talking about physical strength. He's not talking about, you know, mental strength, or he's not talking about moral, or he's not talking about spiritual strength. You see, Peter is echoing Paul's call of protection that we just looked at a few moments ago. He's saying, think of your wife so highly as partner in life and in God and protect her. You need her, for she is working. Listen to this. This is what I want you to get. You need her, husbands. Can we really get this? You need her because she is working with you for righteousness and God. Now, kids, this is where I kind of want to talk to you for a moment. Moses wrote this. Paul echoed it. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Listen, kids, they wrote, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. See, this isn't just something God puts out there, but he says, if you honor your father and if you honor your mother, I have something very special for you, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life in the land. So you're not just supposed to honor your father and your mother because they're older than you, they're bigger than you, and they're stronger than you. But you're to honor your father and your mother because you know what? As you do that, as you learn, kids, then what you'll do is teach your kids the same thing, because you know why? God wants you to live long in the land. He wants you to live long, and he wants you to prosper, and he also wants you to have eternal life in heaven. And I know what you might be thinking. He picked on our dads, and now he's going to go after us by telling us to obey our mom. Well, I agree. Paul says that we're to do this. He says it's right to do that. So I'm just going to tell you, do that. Honor your father and your mother so it will go well with you in the land. that is a promise from our Creator God. So obey mine. But I think what he's really trying to get across is the importance of honoring your mother. And that's a difference, see, because obeying means doing what you're told, while honoring means hold your mom, kids, in high esteem. It means recognize your mom's value. It means be appreciative of all of her hard work, of her thoughtfulness. Understand that she sacrificed many things in her life so things can go well with you, so you can have more. Recognize her humility. Be grateful for her humanity and her love for you. Scripture says that this is so important that God will reward you with long life, with prosperity and fulfillment. So I'm driving this home. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on this earth. So I got one more thing. We talked about loving her, and we talked about looking up to her, but now here's the last one. Husbands and children, look after her. 1 Timothy 5:8 says this: if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So I'm thinking about that. Wow, that's some tough stuff, right, guys? Wow. But man, I want us to know our wives are precious. Children, I want us to see our mothers as a priceless gem. So look after her, care for her, protect her, and love her. See, Paul writes to Timothy and says that if you do not provide for your family, and he's saying in all ways, now we're not just talking about money, probably money is the least of the things that he's talking about. But he's also talking about shelter, food, protection, and moral and spiritual things. So we are to provide for all ways. For if we don't, Paul says some very harsh things. He says we're not Christian and we cannot receive our inheritance, which is in Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul says something that really, really kind of hits home today. He says if we don't do those things, we are worse than non-believers. And he says that because we know the truth, but we choose not to obey it. This is called apostasy. This is called falling away. And in the ancient days, when this was written, in the land of Israel, this could mean a death sentence. And I thought about that. You know, well, yeah, it's true. It did. Apostasy was, you know, punishable by stoning. But, you know, this is a new day. You know, this is in the year of our Lord. This is 2017 AD. AD 2017, the year of our Lord. And it doesn't mean that today, does it? You know, and I really kind of thought through that, and I come to understand, well, it still can mean that today. It can mean being separated from God. It can be apostasy. It means falling away from our relationship with God. It means denying who the one true God is. And that means separation, total separation from God. And I prayed about it and I thought about it. And man, to me, that is, well, in reality, death. So we are to look after our wives and our mothers. And I wanted to share real quickly something with you, that over the years, I've had the privilege many times and again watching families do just that. See, I've witnessed countless times when children and grandchildren drop everything that they're doing and drive halfway across the country to rush to the bedside of a sick mom. I've seen them come from all over the place to provide tender, loving care to that most special person in their lives. And it never, ever fails to touch my heart. It's always a wonderful sight to behold. So loved ones, Mother's Day comes but once a year. And today's a great day to show those we love so much just a little tender, loving care. And so I just want to charge you today and encourage you today not to stop when the sun goes down, but let's remember to show Mom a little tender, loving care every single day of the year. Let's remember to love us because she sure does love us. Let us always look up to her, for her love is genuine love. It's a selfless love. It's a full circle love. It's an unconditional love. It is a never-ending love. And let's never forget to look out for her, because she is everything to us, and she deserves it. So I want you to look at your mom or your wife today. I just want you to look at her. And I just want you to know in your mind and feel in your heart that she is worth it. Amen? You know, we have a video that I'd like to conclude the service with today.